What's up, y'all? Jeffrey and Jeffrey TV out here in the winter wonderland, ultimate remote location, default route. I had to take the default route today because of the snow. And let me just tell you, this is good snow. This is the kind of soft snow that you can pack and make snowballs and snowmen out of. The kind you walk on and make that crunchy noise as you hear it compacting. And I brought my galoshes from California. I got them on because it's warm, relatively speaking. It's like 34 degrees. It's kind of warm. So a lot of it's melting. So you see a lot of slush and water. There's a lot of slush and water. See, if you watch out, you'll get splashed. Cars don't care around here. Or they just not aware. See, you can see all this slush and water. And this stuff is deep. And you don't know where the curb is at when you walk out. So you got to be like mindful of that. Using the new selfie stick today. Using my good selfie stick that I never use because it's so big it doesn't fit easily into my pocket, my back pocket carrying it. And it looks like a big billy club, actually. But I'm using it. And so far, it's pretty nice. I must admit, it feels pretty, you know, it's kind of easy to handle. I got my gloves in case my hands get cold. And as you can see, I'm walking here. I can't really tell where the sidewalk is or where the sidewalk isn't. I'm not cold. There's the 8 Market bus. Yeah. See all this? That's wet and cold, icy, slushy. That's the stuff we pay $3 to get from 7-Eleven with a little bit of purple dye put in it and a bunch of sugar. But it's good to be out here on a Saturday, getting the steps in. You can almost see how thick, you know, how you can see really much how deep it is. It's out here. This came down last night. Look at how those steps do. I wonder if my steps doing the same thing. Remote, I look like I'm walking on top. I don't know how these steps got in here. See how deep these steps are in the snow? What if they were out here earlier? Before the accumulation? That don't sound right. Because I think I'm just walking on top. Look like those footprints cut all the way through. But anyway, here we are. Out here, I just got to watch my step. Just got to be careful with my steps. And technically, I probably should have went to the mall and walked. Because it's probably hazardous walking out here. Because I'm walking. You really can't see the sidewalk. You're kind of, I'm walking on top of snow. And the thing is, you might hit an uneven piece of sidewalk and trip. You know, that's kind of the thing there. In fact, let me put my gloves on. Let me put my gloves on. My hands is getting cold. With the new selfie stick, which I can easily tripod and shoot video of myself, should I need to do that. Now since I put my gloves on, I can't flip the camera to look at me, which is a consideration. Maybe not at the utmost, but still a consideration. And I'm walking. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's making that noise of compacting snow when you walk on, you know, snow that's good snow. You can hear it making that noise. See all the slush, so that should let you know how much, you know, how warm it is or how melted. Ooh, see, almost, I gotta watch that. Gotta watch my footing. See, if I walk here, I don't know what I'm walking over. I could be walking over a curb. But you can kind of tell, but still. I probably shouldn't be doing this, to be honest with you. I probably should have went to the mall. But how can I resist the snow? No way I can resist the snow. You know that. Being out here in it. And it's pleasant. This is pleasant snow at this point of the game. The snow is pleasant, meaning it's not too cold, it's not blowing in your face, it's not freezing. It's just slushy. And I got on my galoshes, so my tennis shoes are staying dry. I'm glad I made that move. I considered not doing it, but I don't know. Whoa, see? Whoa, shit. I shouldn't be out here. I should be walking in the street. But I don't trust these people here to walk in the street. Nope. I don't trust these people here. They're driving. And I shouldn't be walking on this stuff. Filming this. Doing this. Well, look, see, they... Look at them. They shoveled their snow. Good job. Good job. I wonder what it'd be like walking in the street. I wonder, should I chance it? Should I chance it? Or am I good? Should I chance it? Or should I just go ahead and accept the fact that I'm gonna fall and get over it? Get over it. Just accept the fact that I'm gonna fall. Like, that's the way life is. And if I'm gonna walk in the street, I'm definitely gonna walk facing traffic so I can holler at all the people who don't get over far enough. Cause there's gonna be a bunch of them. And in fact, if they see me coming down there, they may not get over on Bourbon, trying to protect their lane. You're not supposed to be out here. And plus, I'd get wet. I'd get wet from all the spray, the splash. Snow, people. Snow. It's snow. I know I sound like a, probably like a little kid, all happy about the snow. But, you know, it's definitely something to be about. It's definitely something to be about. Walking, making that noise. Well, I guess this will give me extra because I got to be more smart on my feet and agile. See, what I just did now was twist my feet on this slushy stuff, and it's not slippery. It's not slippery. There's definitely a grip there. It gives now, but it's not slippery. It may give out, you know, under my feet. But it's not slippery. Let's see, but it's wet though. Look at that. I missed it. It's wet. I got my galoshes on, so I'm covered. This corner here, they ain't got no crosswalk. Or no light or no nothing. This corner ain't got no crosswalk. No light or no nothing. These people will run you over. These people will run you over. No, they won't. They might. Well, at least not intentionally. I don't think they had run you over intentionally. To be honest and to be fair, I don't think they do it intentionally. But it'll happen. The way these people drive, it could definitely happen. I'm trying to walk in parking lots and flatten this as much as I can. I'm trying to stay off of the sidewalk because I kind of don't trust the sidewalk. Kind of don't trust here either, the way I just kind of slipped, to be completely honest with you. I don't know if you can hear that walking sound, but it's every step, you can hear the snow being compacted under my feet, and that lets you know you can make snowballs. That should let you know you can make snowballs. In fact, I should tripod this to see if I can make snowballs. What do you think? Let's see when I get by a good area in which to do. What, nobody walked on this yet? I'm the first one to walk on this. That lets you know that I'm the pioneer, baby. I'm the pioneer. I'm the pioneer. Nobody walked on this. See how a little bit of ice through? Snow and people out. Like I said, it's probably about 7-8 degrees warmer than the usual 28 degrees that it's usually. So I'm definitely not cold. And like, the stuff is melting. Remember the other day, I don't remember, but I'm walking around and everything is ice. Everything is frozen, solid. Now I'm walking almost in puddles of water, for crying out loud. Whoa. See? Gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. Let's see, you wanna try something? Let's see what we can do here. What can it do for me? Oh, you can't, so you can see me like this. You want to see me pick up some snow? I think you do. I should probably turn it sideways. Let me try. If I turn it sideways, it's not going to flip on the video. Let's see if I bring it down like that. How about like that? I come in about right here. Oh, you can see me now. All right, see, watch. Pick up snow. Oh, my God. Look at that. I don't know if you can see that. Can you see that? Oh, my God. This is the real stuff. Oh, my God. I probably could make a snowman standing right here. This is the real stuff, people. This, you throw this, you're going to hurt somebody. I just made a snowball. Oh, my. With this. Whoa. That's for real stuff. Can you see me back here now? Oh my God. This is the for real stuff, y'all. This is the for real stuff. This is dangerous, even. This is dangerous. Oh my God. Look how I don't know if you can see how heavy, how thick, how hard that is. Look at that. That was almost like ice. It almost turns into pure ice immediately. Oh, boy. I wonder if I roll it. Let me see if I try to roll it. Can you see me if I roll it in the snow? Yep. It's picking it up. Yep. Look at that. There it goes. Yep. Look at that. Look how easy it is to make a snowman. Well, I got to hurry up back. Get granddaughter outside. And we're going to make a snowman. See how easy that was? If you saw that, look at that. This is the good stuff right here. This is the good stuff. Look how, and it's solid too. Oh my, oh my, my, my. This is the good stuff, y'all. Yeah, we got to get back, get granddaughter out here in this. Make a snowman. Woo! I told y'all that was good snow. I knew it was. I could tell by the way it felt walking on it. I may have been in California for over 40 years, but I know good snow when I see it, when I feel it. I remember that sound and how it feels and all that. That was good. This is good stuff. Gotta get back. Gotta get back and make a snowman, definitely. Gotta get out there and make a snowman for real. Gotta get here, get back there, make a snowman. Woo! That's some good stuff. Woo! In the backyard, got all that snow back there. Should be able to make a pretty sizable one. That was good. I knew it. And that's the kind of snow. Now, this slush bowl, look how deep that is. See how deep that is? I probably shouldn't be out here walking. It's slippery. And it's beautiful, of course. People have been out here walking. I see other tracks. It's good to see other people have been out here walking before me for whatever reason. Maybe if I walk in their tracks. I know that's what you're supposed to do when you're on the trail. When you go climbing Mount Everest. Not that, you know, that's what I'm doing now, but there's some similarities, I'm sure. It's good. It's good. All that snow, look at that. Woo! Just think of how many tons of snow you talk about. Miles and miles of land covered in snow, how much precipitation and water and ice that is to cover such a wide area in like sometimes a foot of snow. That's a lot of precipitation coming down. And then you turn around, look at California, we don't get none. We barely get any. We barely get any. So it looks like I'm gonna work President's Day. Worst case scenario, I get double time. Best case scenario, we can take those hours and apply it to Wednesday. And I don't use PTO. That's what I want to do. I want to take those hours a flight to the Wednesday I got to take off because it's the office day and I won't be in the office. That's what I want to do. So we got to talk to a few people in HR. I talked to my boss already. But yeah, I don't need 3 days off. Woke up today, my weight was 211, which isn't horrible, which is not horrible, considering that I've been back here this longer, gotten up to like 220 something. There's a chance I could get back after this walk and be 209 something, which would make me very happy. And then I'm off today, I'm off tomorrow. I just gotta be sensible and hopefully get back on it. You know, get back on it. Till Wednesday when I'm off. And be sensible. Thursday, Friday. Friday should be a good day because Friday should be a good day because I fly, so I watch my eating. Something about having so much food in my stomach when I fly. It's best I don't do that. So it's easy for me to forego eating when I think about that uneasy digestion process or whatever goes on with my stomach when I fly. It's the same feeling I get, you know, right before I pass out. The same kind of nauseous, start sweating, feel like I'm gonna throw up kind of feeling. In the snow, people. In the snow. Yeah, we gotta get granddaughter outside in this. Probably as soon as I get back, before I even get dressed. I'm gonna say get her dressed so we can go out and play in the snow. Check's good. See how these people got theirs cleaned off. I wonder if they probably got out here shoveled like during the night. Or put salt down. Don't look like it's salt though. Look like they got out here and shoveled during the night. So you can see water running off. Woo, a lot of water. See all that? You see all that? So see how much slush that is? That's a lot of water. Probably 2 inches worth of water and melt off. That's why they building that storm park. Yeah, we walked by. We saw that big, all that big mound of concrete or rocks. They probably weren't rocks. They were broken up concrete. Somebody stepped in that one. Whew. Hope they had on galoshes like me. Hope they was prepared. If your feet get wet, it's over. Your feet get wet, that is not a fun thing. And my feet is dry and warm. And my toe ain't hurt this bad. I love it. You know I do. Then I'm hearing it's only like, I'm hearing it's raining. It's 60 degrees in LA. You know, it's not like I'm gonna go back there and it's gonna be all 75, 80 and hot. In fact, I'm thinking, dude, if I get to the airport, I guess once I get to the airport, I can pack my coat in the suitcase. I can put my coat in the suitcase. I don't have to carry it. Because I could have did that on the way out here, but I just wrapped it up, tied it up, and kind of bolted it on to the outside of my book bag. I even brought a shoestring to do that. To, you know, fold it up, roll it in a nice tight ball, tie it, and hook it to the outside of my book bag. It looked like, you know, one of those kind of cool, like I was a hiker or something. Then, you know, when I go to different places, I could break it out. Oh! Fooled me. Didn't think it was that deep. That was deep right there. See my, you can see my, you can see my footsteps. That was kind of deep right there. Oh yeah. Get back, we'll do that. Then I gotta wanna go see my son and his and grandsons. My feet is a little bit cold, tingly. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm just imagining things. I probably am. Ooh, that's a lot of water. That's a lot of water. A lot of melt off, if that's the word. Well, I ain't the first person to walk down here. So, that kind of makes me feel some kind of way. Whoa, even look, whoa! See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? And he a taxi cab driver with a mashed up car. And see, they're not used to pedestrians. They're not used to pedestrians. You have some people back here. They say, yeah, you know, white people trying to run you over on purpose just because you're black. They allowed to. And they won't get in jail. They won't get in trouble if they run you over. They will say that. There's some black people who seem like they truly believe that. I probably didn't have to go down that route. But it's the truth. It's not like he got a speaker on the outside of his car. It's not like he got a speaker. It's not like he got his horn hooked up to his stereo. That's what it sounded like. Didn't even sound like a real speaker. It just sounded like a horn on the outside of his car. Yeah, it does feel like maybe a little bit of water got in there. A little bit of, maybe I might just sweat. I don't know. But why would it be on both of my feet, on my toes, towards the front, and not in the back or the sides? On both of them too, uniformly. So I think it's something else going on. Okay. See the Akron Children's Hospital. They ain't trying to catch a lawsuit. They got out here and did theirs. Woo, thank you, Children's Hospital. Thank you, Children's Hospital. Yeah, my feet do feel something. Some kind of some way. Not that it's wet or anything, but it feels like it's something. Both of them. Thank you, Children's Hospital, for clearing a way where I can walk gingerly, if that's what I mean. This is where we brought granddaughter. When I brought granddaughter after her accident. Yeah, you can see there was a snow removal equipment. Good job. Good job. They go all the way past docks. How far up did it go? Yeah, I think a little bit of water got in my shoes. Now I gotta be more careful. Instead of walking around like Sally, Dick, and Jane when they got their galoshes in the first grade reading class. And they was out there in spot. Yeah, nobody in the emergency. Don't look too busy over there. Not that I know what busy look like. All right. I'm thinking y'all seen enough, huh? Whatever enough is. Can it ever be enough? Let's be real. Can it ever be enough? Can it ever really be enough? That's the question. Can it? Can it really ever be enough? Now I'm playing with the selfie stick. See how it feels. Carrying it in different positions. Extend it. Well, they cleared all their property. They cleared all their property. All the way, and they did. They even went down and got something from the docks. Go ahead, y'all. I guess they might have forgot. Was getting all into it. And didn't stop it right at the line. Or they was like, all right, we're not gonna make it obvious that we're just trying to do ours. We're gonna go in the docks just a little bit. You know, they should show some love. Which this part really means nothing. You see, it stopped right at the driveway though. Boom, it stopped right at the driveway. Whatever that means. Maybe if they go across the driveway, they gotta go farther. Maybe if they do the driveway, they just can't stop. Because there's a build up or whatever and they gotta keep going, I'm guessing. Whew, more slush on the ground. Watch for the curb. Step up. I Step up. Well, there's a lot of, it looks like it's been a few other people walking this way, see? I ain't the only one out here. But look how their feet go. See how their prints, mine's just kind of like walking on top. So maybe they got out here. See how their footprints go all the way down to like to the slush and to the ground. Maybe they were out here before it melted some when it came down. I don't know. All right, I did 36 minutes. 36 minutes of snow. Y'all good? You gonna show me the temperature? You gonna show me the temperature? You ain't. This is a slow one. It's not going to. Maybe if I turn around. You gonna show me the temperature? You ain't. And I ain't got time. Woo! You gotta watch that. Kind of a different kind of workout walking in the snow too. Probably using more muscles physically and mentally, being aware of my steps and such. Get out of here. Get this 10,000 knocked off. Kind of set myself up for the rest of the day. Knowing I ain't got to get steps. Actually, what I should do is only do 7,000 and then have to do 3,000 later. That might work to my benefit, actually. If I have to get up and get something later. Well, I should just do my 10,000 and get up, get out and do some more. Because I'm going to eat. There's going to be eating today. It's gonna be eating today. Not sure what, but yeah, I was just thinking eating. I don't know why I thought of this, but Billeria on Wick Avenue don't have sausage sandwiches no more. I'm like, what's that about? How you just stop serving sausage sandwiches? Look at that. Ain't no walking on that street. How you just stop serving sausage sandwich? Come on. Make me one. Put some sausage instead of meatballs on there. What's up with that? The price of sausage went up. What? Explain to me why you discontinue sausage sandwich. Get to the top of the hill, the halfway point. Getting up there. Seems like Now it's, well, I was going to talk about my microphone. It's like now it's going in the red every time I say something. As soon as I say that, it didn't do it. Yeah, microphones are important. Audio is important on these podcasts because they turn into audio podcasts. And, well, for the most part, I'm out here walking. I just got a kind of almost a raw sound, and it comes out pretty okay, especially with the background noise. It gets rid of some stuff. There was some stuff I was doing with a noise gate and noise suppression and the compressor that was leaving some artifacts or some weird noises and sounds in the audio that I didn't like, that I found highly irritating, of which Joe Rogan, Lex Fridman, and Sam Harris never have an air podcast. They all use Shure microphones. I got one of them Shure microphones. And they all in the studio. You know, it's probably sound treated, quiet. And they probably spend some money, has some engineers, blah, 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 come in there and do stuff, you know? So, I understand why there's, it's better. And I was out here walking in the elements. But I worked it all the way from using the OEM Samsung manufacturer white earbuds with the microphone on it. Evolved from that to another kind of lavalier, wired lavalier, to a wireless lavalier, to a better wireless lavalier. I like the improvement, the steady improvement over time. As you get better, sometimes you gotta get better to get better. You can't get to point C sometimes until you get good enough to get to point B. And I like to think that's where I'm at. To where I got this cover, this cover, the video cover, this cover, this cover, in these podcast productions. To where now my mind is free and I'm open up to look into other parts of the production. Woo! We did it. We did it. We did it. 224. 224. We did it. We did it, y'all. I got my gloves on. It ain't cold out here. We did it. 224. 224, people. 224. Let's turn it around. Take it back now. Y'all want to see? Let me see. Let me do this for a little bit to see what this look like. If I turn it this way so y'all can see out that way. How's that? Man, I like being on the left side. I like being like on that side. How's that? Yeah, I don't need my gloves. It's not that cold. My hands aren't cold. So I really don't need my gloves. Gotta wash these people. I don't be playing. I be washing them. I don't trust them. Yeah. Everybody wants to be on Jeffrey TV. The kids get it. The kids get it. With their Kendrick Lamar epitaph, or whatever the word is. Yeah, I might have to probably say something about the whole Kendrick Lamar thing. As it worked. I mean, it wasn't entertainment. It wasn't to be entertaining. Everybody's talking about it. The impact is undeniable. You know? The impact is undeniable. He accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. People are going to have to do research into his library to find out, you know, what was going on. Even to the point he could even made his vocals unintelligible on purpose. He probably could have made the vocals so we couldn't understand them on purpose. So we'd have to go and like research them. I don't know what they was doing over there. Maybe they know something I don't know. Yeah, here's where it's getting kind of tricky. I don't know, maybe because I'm walking downhill. But I'm ready to cut this off. I'm ready to cut this off. All right. I'll let the 8 Market bus go by. Then we'll do our traditional sign off. It does feel like my feet is wet. Definitely feels like it's wet. Like water got in there somehow. Not cold, but wet. But it's like my ankles and stuff ain't cold. And I think that's where the water would have came in at. Why would the front of my toes be wet? Kind of doesn't add up. Woo. Snow. All right. I think that right there kind of lets you know that I'm pretty much said everything. Now, you never can say everything. You can pretty much say everything, maybe that I want to right now. That's probably the best you can do. There's always something. Jeep Renegade, there's always something that could be said about something or another. I'm gonna try to walk in some dry spots just for the heck of it. See, I'm like, oh, I got some dry area to walk. But in this dry area, it's raining. There's water dripping off of the awnings. Whew, made it through without getting wet, I think. All right, y'all. I think it's about that time. I think it is. Oh. Gotta get a picture of the TV sets. This is where I started at. High voltage coil, focus coil. We have to set those up. I remember high voltage rectifier, high voltage amplifier. The high voltage, there's a high voltage connector right there. High voltage thing. And you have to move those magnets back and forth to align the guns. Yeah, I remember. All right, y'all. Swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all. I'm thinking about why my feet wet. I bothered this probably because I was walking in that damn water and I could have avoided it. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Justin.